You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Hello, this is Natalie, also known as Starscast. Everybody knows that, but I like to say that. I always say that in the beginning, just in case there's somebody new and they'll say, well, who is this lady? Everything is stars. Stars this, stars that. So tonight we have another special guest, and she had the wrong number given to her by her publicist. So I may have to give her a little buzz. I think what I'll do is I sent her an email, so we'll wait a few minutes. If not, I'll have to call her because she wanted to know if we were still on. Of course we're still on. Of course. I'm here. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. Of course, the new issue is up for Mystic Living Today. It always goes up on the first, although this past month, at the beginning of the month, I had site issues, so a lot of it didn't go up until the second or the third, but it's all there. You know, I was burning the midnight candle just to make sure that everything was going and all of that good stuff, but it's a nice issue. And I want to remind everybody to send in their articles to me at StarsCast, StarsCast, at MysticLivingToday.com. And I'll take poetry. I'll take press releases. Excerpts. I have Jackie who does the reviews. Send me a PDF send it to me and I'll send it to her and we'll have a review done. And let's see, what else can I tell you? There's a place to purchase banner ads and classified ads there. And let me think, what else? Well, I'm still working on this flip magazine kind of thing, and I've kind of got it now, close. Let's put it this way, I'm close. We're going to keep doing it until I can get it right, and that'll be it. Oh, I think she is here, maybe on. Hold the fort. No, that's not her. That's my candy. Okay. Well, anyways, and then, of course, my stars with a Z, psychics.com. That's the site with all the beautiful readers that are there. I like to call them advisors, not really psychics. You know, years ago with Miss Cleo, psychics got a bad rap. It was pretty bad what we were hit with. And the whole field kind of dropped because people didn't think that we were trustworthy. You know, then they were keeping you on the phone just so they could make money. And that's really not what we do. You buy a package. Right now I'm offering free 3 minutes, and you just create an account, and you get free three. And we have some great prices for new clients. It's in your account once you get the 3 free minutes and you go in there, you can see the different rates. I also have another site called planetstarswithaz.com. I have three of them. The first one, I mean, Planet Stars was my first site. I'm going to tell you a little bit about that until my guest arrives, so I don't have to call her. I guess I could call her and keep talking at the same time. You know, I can multitask very well. But anyways, let me get to my phone here and give her a little jingle and tell her, yes, we're on, right? So bear with me one moment. And if you have any questions, you know, you can always come in the chat and ask Candy. She's there. She'd be happy to answer anything for you. Let's see. Oh, I got to back this up. Okay, right church, wrong pew. Okay, hold on. I'm calling her right now. Oh, she's in Texas. Hold on. Don't go away, anybody, now. Just stay there.
You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Well, hold the fort. Let's hope she gets my email. We'll just keep talking away. But anyways, what was I going to say? PlanetStars.com was my first site. I started that in 1998. Believe it or not, 1998, can you imagine? And I was kind of really quite the novice because I worked for America Online, and I met a girl there that didn't live too far from me. And she could kind of do websites. I mean, she, you know, she did something called Dreamweaver. That's what you used then. It wasn't like PHP, MySQL, none of that. It wasn't HTML, nothing like that. It was just simple stuff. So, you know, we put something together. I got the first reading. Can you imagine? Oh, I think she's here right now. Okay, hold on. Let me connect her. And then you don't have to hear me anymore. Hi, Lisa. It's Natalie. How are you?
Hi, Natalie. It's a little bit of a trouble getting to you, but I'm glad we finally connected.
That's right. I just tried to call you, too. But anyways, I was just telling everybody about what I do, but I want to go on and say what you do. Your story, well, your book about powerful women, I mean, everybody out there that's a woman wants to hear about it. But let's kind of start at the beginning of Lisette, and you're Dr. Lisette Garcia. I want to give you credit where credit is due. After all, you worked hard
you.
For that. I mean, you know, that's well, you did. I mean, I have a gentleman that comes on, and he has his PhD, and I said, do you want me to call you a doctor? And he said, oh, no, just call me Stuart. But I've known him many, many years, you know. But anyways, I want everybody to know that you've had an awful lot of education, and you've done an awful lot. So, and we will talk about ponderosas, and I was just looking up while I was talking to everybody, you know, blabbering away, about your review of your book is in the January issue of my magazine. It's there, and Jackie did it, and it's very nice. Your book cover is there, but anyways, we'll talk about that. So tell me, how did all this get started for you? How did you get into human rights, all of this, percussionists, and you have a Latin background, correct? Am I right?
Latin percussion. I mean, I'm Mexican American, so there's that connection. But I also play Latin percussion for my husband's band, Barrett.
Wow! A musical family. I love it. Okay, so tell me, what was it like when Lisette was growing up? How did you get your feet wet so that you wanted to do what you ended up doing? Now, I'm going to tell everybody, you're a human rights activist. I love that in itself. And being a woman, that's strong. That's really good. I mean, you know, there are women out there listening and thinking, yes, we have somebody. Wait till you hear about her book. Wait. because it will help women out there, I think. So when you were growing up, did you want to write? Did you were you an activist right from, you know, like maybe when you were a young, real young woman, like maybe 20, something like that? Give everybody a little bit of a background.
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I look back at my life, I realized that very early on, my dad was always talking about how a lot of my work has been, well, my recent work is in immigration rights, but I've done all sorts of civil rights activities. But as a child, I remember my dad talking to me about what the political border meant, because I grew up in El Paso, Texas, and so I could literally see the border from my bedroom window.
I
know it super well, and it's like, why are we so different than them? And wait, I'm not from here, I'm from there, but wait, you know, so it was always this issue that I thought about. And being in Mexico, him saying, you know, well, these people need to learn English so they can go to the U.S. and be with their families, because they can't be with their families. And this was back in the 70s, you know. So, I mean, I guess I can say, because of my dad, these issues and human rights and keeping families together was a thing that just was in my mind from a very, very young age. And then I grew up. I went away to college. And, you know, I just, I guess I can say in grad school is when I really found my groove. because that's where I really found my professors that were themselves from the civil rights era, from whom I became not only acquainted with, but I met a lot of civil rights leaders, Maya Angelou,
yeah.
Coretta Scott King, you know.
Met her? Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
You met a lot of
that whole world
people.
Opened up to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Very strong women. No wonder you wrote a book about strong women. What a woman can
yeah.
do, right? You had
That's
some,
right.
of it, some of it in your background. Wonderful. Okay. Go
That's
ahead.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so this book, you know, and I'll give my husband credit. I must say he's probably a greater feminist than I am. He kept throwing around the idea of writing a book about, like, his main teachers who have all been women. And but it was something he kept throwing around and never was doing anything with. And so
yeah.
I just kind of hijacked the project and said, well, I know some pretty amazing women too. And we traveled the world together, you know, well, especially before COVID. And
yeah.
And so we would do our work, and when we would do our work, we would make sure we met up with these people. And it wasn't so much an interview as it was a conversation. So it's conversations with these
right.
women. I really love the feeling of being like a fly in the wall. And that was what I was hoping to give the reader. Just an experience of like, wow, these normal people have done amazing things. And maybe we're kinder to ourselves and realize in our own ways we've really made a difference in our immediate world, you know?
Well, and you know, you said something about having a talk rather than an interview. I used to always say to everybody, I'm going to interview, but it ends up that we just talk. I mean, I have
exactly.
questions. Yeah, but I mean, I don't, it's not a Q&A. It's all about you, whoever's my guest. And I,
yeah.
Somebody said, oh, you're like the female Larry King. Well, not quite, I'm not. But you know what I'm saying? I like to just talk to people because then it feels more real than like this host that just, well, Lisette, how old were you when you did this? And why did you do that? Nah, I don't
mm-hmm.
like to do that. But that's why I like you to talk about yourself. I think
yeah.
you know yourself better than I do. I mean, I could read whatever I want, but you know really about yourself and how you got started. Okay, so... you married? Do you have any children?
Nope. I met my husband later in life. And,
okay.
Yep, neither of us had ever been married. And both of us did a lot of amazing things before we even met each other. And somehow, I think we still kind of elevate each other even more coming together. You know, so he's for sure my, like, if you want to
Isn't
say
awesome?
Soulmate
what
or whatever.
What does he do?
He's a professional. He's a professional musician. He also writes books. He's a writer and a producer, a Grammy Award winning producer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's amazing.
Oh, my
Barrett
gosh.
Martin.
What's his name?
Barrett Martin.
Oh, okay. This
yeah.
is awesome.
And you're here.
See, you never
yeah.
know, and I want the listeners to know, you never know who Natalie's going to talk to. who has a famous
right.
husband, who has a this, who has a that. No, it's true. You don't know. I mean, and
it's
sometimes
true.
I don't even know because it doesn't matter to me. It's not about the fame part. It's about you, the author,
yeah.
and your life and what you do, what you're doing now. And I just think that that's so important. And when I had the chance to talk to you, I was really excited about it because Jackie did the review and she loved the book. She got the PDF,
oh,
but she loved
you.
It. She just,
yeah,
she
I
said,
should
I
send
put,
her
I can't
the
put this
book.
Down. She said,
oh,
I cannot
that's so
put
nice
this
to
book
hear.
Down. Yeah, that's what she said. So, you know, I think, so you met, you married.
Uh-huh.
So he
and
was a musician in the beginning.
Book.
I mean, correct? I mean, this
is
how you met him?
It is how I met him, actually. He was working on a documentary on the soundtrack for a documentary and was in New York City, and that's where I was living. And one friend invited me to the event that I guess they were doing a sort of a fundraiser, and that's how I met him. I was supposed to be kind of his blind date for a 3-day period. and then the rest is history. And you know, Barrett is actually, yeah, and he's in the book. His voice is in the book. He writes the foreword, and his voice is in the book, and I purposely kept it there because, you know, I didn't want it to be just another woman about women, you know, talking about women. I wanted men to read this book too. And
right,
I wanted
so you needed
men
a male
to
influence.
See,
you needed
yeah,
yeah
I wanted
you,
men
yes,
to
exactly.
see, like, how do you honor a woman? What does that look like? And I wanted Barrett's example for men. And I've gotten a lot of his fans have written to me and said, I really enjoyed this book. You know, it reminded me of my mom, or it just like reminds me of my wife. And I think it's wonderful, because for me, it's not about just like we're in this patriarchal system that needs to swing totally to the other direction. For me, it's about balance. Barrett allows for that in this book.
Isn't that wonderful? I had a powerful mother. She was very powerful. And it's strange. Because of her influence, I was shy. I was not like her. Mm-hmm. Now, mm-hmm. I could give her a run for her money, probably. Yeah, I'm like a force that you don't want to reckon with. But I can still be really shy. Is that strange or is that common? Did you find that common?
I actually think I'm the same way. I would consider myself an introvert for sure, and I make an effort to be otherwise, but it's an effort. Yeah,
it is. If you talk on the radio like I do, though, I'm like a different person. You know, everybody says your energy is so powerful. It's just energetic. But I can get really. I guess when I'm alone a lot, but I can get into self. And I'm a thinker, but I'm inside. And somebody said you absorbed everything when you were really young. Probably, I guess I did. But now, when I look back, and I don't know if you had a nice career going for yourself, but you know, I think of all I could have done had my mother, who was, she was the godmother of the insurance industry. You know, like the godfather, she was the godmother.
Mm-hmm.
If she gave you an insurance job, you can bet your sweet life she was going to call you down the road and say, I have something you need to do for me. And that was the truth. And she got it done.
Wow.
Okay, so she got it done. Yeah, but you know, maybe because she was like that and I would listen to her, that's why I went within. And if I'm in a room and I don't really know anybody, like if it's some kind of an event, like I had to go to this graduation party, I was like this little wallflower. I was, and I'm standing here thinking, but there was a man that came up that had written a book and I wanted to talk to him. See, if you go into my element, I can talk up a storm and probably say, God, when is she going to shut up? But I ended up doing a review on his book, and that was fun for me. See, it was maybe it's the new, maybe it's the somebody who was creative and wrote a book, and not just the general people. I don't really know, but I can be like that. Now, can you go?
Is that how you got
quiet
started?
Too?
Oh,
pardon me?
I can go completely quiet.
There you go.
In fact, I did I've done over 4 years of silent meditation retreat, so I actually it's a very comfortable place for me.
Ah, now what was that like for you?
It's like going home, really. You know, it's deep practice, Buddhist practice. I'm a practicing Buddhist. I studied for over 12 years. To do long retreats, and it's someplace where no matter what's going on in life, you just pull out and everything becomes clear, because all of a sudden the obstacles
you thought were there weren't there the way you thought they were there. You know, they're not as strong or not as fixed. And you kind of
can
you know.
What I do is I get really quiet. And I have a cat, a pretty good-sized cat, and we sit on the couch together, sofa, some people call it sofa. We sit there. And I do kind of a meditation, and I'm not talking, I'm not looking at anything, TV is not on. And I did that today because I have some things that I'm working on that caused me a little bit of stress. Not my fault, I didn't do it, but it affected me. So I sat there, you know, and I was almost talking to myself saying, you know what, you are not going to let this get you down. This is ridiculous. This is just plain silly because I'm smart enough to know I'll get out of it. I'll figure out what to do to make it work.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, when you do that sometimes, and I think I talked to somebody the other, another week, I said, if you do that pretty soon and you don't think about it, and like me, I have three monitors, I'm always looking. I'm always looking. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden something will jump out. Hey, I'll try that. I'll look into this. And maybe it's a little door opening for me to solve what I think might be a little problem. So being quiet is not that bad, really. I mean,
not at all.
I don't think
not
so. Sometimes
all.
You can solve big problems that way, I think.
That's
you
right,
know.
For sure.
And I have, I've had two people that I bounce things off of. One of them is listening right now. And she told me the other night, she says, nobody messes with Natalie. And that I mean, you can say that and think, oh, my gosh, what does she do? It's just that I can have a powerful personality if I really want to. I just kind of... I'm just not. I mean, I was like a wallflower. It was terrible. I don't know where this personality came from. I really don't.
Well,
that.
I was about to ask, because that's what this book is about, is like, how do you step into your power? Like, when is that moment? When did you start doing this, Natalie? How did you get into this?
I worked for America Online, okay, just as I was a reader. I mean, I was started as an astrologer, and I wanted to do work online. And so I kind of got my feet wet a little bit, and then I realized something then from the owner. I mean, there were quite a few of us. There was probably 300 and some of us. And because America Online was the big thing then, you know, the big gig.
Yeah.
That was the place to go. I realized something about her. She wasn't what I thought she should be. I thought as the owner she should be welcoming everybody, be open. She didn't even talk to me, and that was a no-no because I did speak to her. And I sat there and I thought, you know, if I ever own something, I will never do what she just did. Well, another door opened up. I met this girl who started, I was saying this before you came on the air, could do websites a little tiny bit. And so we kind of got together. We started Planet Stars, but that only lasted a year because she couldn't keep up with me. She said to me, you know, you want me to do this, this, and this. And she said, I just think I should do it when I think it's time. Well, you know, you're hiring people to come in. They want to see their profile. So anyways, that was the beginning of pulling something in for me when otherwise I – see, because it was – maybe it was my creativity, Lisette. Maybe it was I was reaching in and I realized I could do something. I didn't really know what. And then I kept venturing on to different things. I got a different webmaster. He taught me HTML. But then that was just with Planet Stars. That was the first site. Then in 1999, I started the magazine. It was kind of dumped in my lap. Five of us met together on the floor in my living room, drinking margaritas, laughing. And they said, oh, Natalie, you can do this. I mean, what do you mean I can do this? I didn't even know what an e-zine was. This was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And so you know, I kept getting more involved and getting my feet a little bit more wet to feel stronger. And then about 10 and a half years ago or so, I guess it's about that, I started Star Psychics. But you see, I learned a lot. I mean, I had a lot of background And I had a good webmaster. You know, sometimes he kind of, I tell him he falls off the wagon. Sometimes he's just not, you know, he just doesn't do everything that I want him to do. But nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
you know, he
mm-hmm.
helped me to create all this. And I met him by redesigning
right.
the magazine. So you see,
That's
it started
amazing.
A long time ago for me.
Right, right.
And
exactly.
the radio now, listen to this, the radio I didn't want to do. I thought, oh, no, I can't do this. I got to bring people on. Well, I had a co-host for quite a few years, and she passed away
mm-hmm.
suddenly. And that was tough on me because
oh,
we
sorry.
Became so close, like sisters. We knew we were
yeah.
in another life together.
Yeah.
I couldn't do the radio for 3 months. I just couldn't do it. I just, every time I thought about doing it, I would cry. So we changed the day. And
mm-hmm.
somebody said, why don't you bring on guests and talk to them? Interview. It was an interview. And I
yeah.
thought, oh, gee, I don't think I want to do that. Well, it kind of, you know, like I kept getting more exposure. Now I'm booked until the end of June, which
wow.
is nice. It's nice. I feel
nice.
Bad. I mean,
yeah.
I could do them more during the week, but it, believe it or not, it takes a lot of effort. Not effort. It's just that I think I use all my energy when I do this, like talking to you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
to
certainly.
Do it, I probably would lose my voice because that's what happens
mm-hmm.
to me. Sometimes I lose my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I think this is good. You know, this is good. But that's how
so
it kind of came to be. Huh?
Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, and I think that's what well, my mother, because our mothers are interviewed in the book, too, which is for us just super sweet. But she said something, my mom's now 86, and she said in her, you know, in her section, life never turns out the way you think. And I think that was, even though not everybody says it, it certainly, for most people, was so. You know, maybe it builds in certain ways. Like if you look at my life, it looks like I'm all over the place, but there's a thread that holds it all together, you
mm-hmm.
see? And I just kept, like, amassing all these skills and all these different things until I am where I am today, right? Which is kind of just, like, doing – I have my own business. I have my own nonprofit. I write books, and I play music, you know? And you
have a man in your life who supports you, and you support him.
Yes.
And you're kind of
yes.
walking down the same path, though, you see? I
yes.
mean, if you were with some, you wouldn't be with anybody odd or different because it just wouldn't have happened for you. You
it
know, and that's how
happened.
I feel. I think it took all these years because sometimes, you know, I talk to God every day, and sometimes I'll say, I don't know what in the hell, pardon my French, you want me to do. Well, I mean, I know what I'm doing. I know what I love to do. But
yeah.
I just feel that I have more to do. So I
exactly.
always ask for doors to open, you know. And I laugh and I say, you know, I'm going to go through them. And if I don't like them, I'll slam the door behind me because I just will not. You know, and I am a strong woman, a strong personality.
Yeah.
I can be. But like I said, I can clam up and not say a word. And
sure, and I think that's good. Maybe you just need to recharge a little bit, you know.
Maybe.
And I,
yeah.
But I think it's so nice to go through life looking for those open doors because that's curiosity,
yeah.
right? And that's what keeps everything flowing. If we were all just more curious about each other, wow, it would be a different world, right? We wouldn't be so afraid
yeah.
of each other. We would know how to speak to each other, for God's sake.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay, so now the writing of this book, what made you look for extraordinary, ordinary women? Women who take their power that they have in a wonderful way. I didn't
mm-hmm.
read the book, but from what Jackie says, it's top drawer. She,
yeah, thank you.
Oh, she said, I got to write this review. And she says, and I will, but she says, I can't put it down. Like, she does my blog post.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really great. So I keep her pretty busy. And she said, you know, I got to stop for a while because I got to finish this book. I just got to do it.
Yeah.
And she just wow. really loved it. And that's a feather in your
thank
cap. You.
You
know, she,
thank you.
She's really good at writing. And if
mm-hmm.
you send her something, she'll say, well, I think you should say it like this. She's one of those.
And, that's wonderful.
But she says it with love to me. I mean, she, you know, she just says to me, I think maybe you could say it this way. I mean, she doesn't do anything for the radio for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she does do a sheet on you that I send over to Candy, who's in my chat, and Candy's wonderful, Candy. You know, I take her, give her something, and she runs with it. You know, it's nice to have people like that. I call them my champions because it doesn't matter. They love me. That's it, and I know it.
Right.
And I love them.
Yeah,
you do.
Exactly.
You, I have the one listening. I have one on my, another one on my staff that's the same way, and I have Jackie, and I have Candy. You
wonderful.
Meet those kinds of people. I mean, I have my son, but he's a relative. You know, I'm not talking about relatives. So, yeah, you have to have that in your corner because everything is not going to go perfect. Like, you know, it just doesn't go perfect
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. No,
okay, so tell
never
me
goes
about,
as planned.
Yeah, tell me about this book. I want to know more. I really, really do. It's Ponderosa's Conversations with Extraordinary Ordinary Women.
The name is actually...
Why did you name it Ponderosa's? Why did you name
actually,
it that?
It's Poderosas with a P-O-D-E-R-O-S-A-S.
Poderosa. Poderosa.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, it's and it's a Spanish word.
Yes, okay.
And it just means mighty ones.
It sounds okay now. Now I get it.
Does that make a little more sense?
Yeah, the mighty ones.
Exactly. And I always loved that word. And it just
poderosas.
It
can kind of roll the R, right?
Exactly. Poderosas.
Poderosa. Yes, I like it. That's probably how. See, Jackie has some Spanish in her background. That's probably, if I asked her to pronounce it, she would pronounce it right.
She always does
that kind of stuff. Yes.
That's okay. So, yeah, so this book, we broke it into three parts, the healers, the teachers, the artists, and, you know, just when between conversations, my husband and I, we were like, you know, if the world had these three archetypes in spades, you know, we would heal. You know, we could heal divides. We could know about each other, and we could grow and imagine, like, things we can't imagine. So those are the three categories we put the different women in. Of course, they probably could have fit in all of them, but we chose one for them. So the women we chose were women that were our teachers, women that are our friends, amazing people that just made an indelible mark in our hearts and in our lives. And we wanted to share that with people because we all know people like these. We all know women like them. You know, we have Angie Chavez, who I grew up with. She had cancer when we were in high school. And she went on to be, there was no pediatric hospital in El Paso at the time. And so she went and became a pediatric doctor and, helped start one of the first pediatric hospitals in El Paso because she knew what it was like to be a child who was ill being treated by people who only knew how to work on adults, you know, and they made maybe mistakes or did things with her that I don't know, you know, maybe hurt her more than helped her at the time, know, and so that's an example of one of the healers. And then the teachers, we have Dr. Marie Williams, who's a Tlingit musicologist, and she's from Alaska. She teaches there at the University of Alaska. She's a professor of Native Studies. And she just has, you know, such a strong drive to educate and to re-educate, you know, and who are we without our teachers, right? She knows
my late husband was a teacher.
True power.
Yeah.
See, my dad too. My dad was one too, and especially I think maybe through this pandemic they have suffered so much. I think it's been very hard. So teachers out there, we love you. Thank you.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Really
you know,
important.
We associated with this couple. One was an art teacher. She was an art teacher. he was an English teacher, and of course my late husband was a science teacher. And I would be around them, and I'd say, I feel so smart. I got every category here, right here. I ask any one of you a different question because it's your field. And they were all really talented and good. I admire. I've always admired teachers. I think it takes a special ability. He taught middle school, so it was tough.
Yes.
Very tough.
Yeah, my dad did elementary, which is not as hard. I think middle school might be the hardest. Middle school and
because they're kind of coming into their own, and the boys are noticing the girls, and vice versa. And it gets kind of crazy. But anyways, so you had those two.
The last was the artists.
Okay.
So that's my mom, who was a singer and a dancer, and his mom, who was like a homesteader and a musician, and a friend of mine from New York who's a dancer. She's been in dance troupes around the world. And the main one was Erin Currier. She did the cover art for my book, and she is become like – she's just a social activist who brings that activism into her paintings. And she has just made quite a name for herself as an artist. She's amazing. Aside from the beauty that she creates, it's the political stance behind it. You know, she'll create this, like when I asked her, how did you step into your power? I think I loved her answer more than most because it was so unexpected. She says, I paint a perfect portrait or picture, and then I destroy it with collage, and I have to trust myself to bring it back to life, right? And so she says, I trusted myself to bring it back to life is when I stepped into my power. So the destruction of a perfect, beautiful thing to make something even greater.
Well,
you
these are all women who are successful, but how is success measured anyways?
Exactly.
The first line in Jackie's review of your book is, this book is dedicated to all the women who found greatness within themselves and for all the others who are still searching for it. I'm going to send this review to you in email.
Thank
I have a
you.
Picture of you there
Thank
too.
You.
You're going to really like it.
Thank you.
It's just she does all my reviews now. I had somebody else before, but she kind of retired, and now she's doing something else for me. So they never really leave my fold, you know?
That's so good.
They always kind of hang on or come back or whatever.
That speaks volumes of you.
You know, I have people that work on my one site as consultants, you know, advisors, and sometimes they'll leave and, you know, they'll give me a compliment and they'll say, I've never had a boss /owner like you ever, and I don't think I ever will. That's a great compliment to me.
Surely.
But it's kind of to a fault for me because I care so much, and, you know, I really do. I probably care too much about, I mean, things really hurt me. That's another thing. Do you get hurt easily? Are you an empath?
Well, I would say that I certainly feel things, you know, so I can,
that's it.
I will,
that's it.
Right? Like I can't sleep because I can feel people worrying. I can feel them suffering. I can feel.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't even like to watch baby animals on Instagram. I mean, we're talking like rhinos and little baby pigs. I mean, it just go right to my heart. And I think to myself, I had my son laughing. I said, can you imagine if I ever went to Africa, I'd probably want to take him all home.
Oh,
can you imagine
so
the farm I'd have to be? I have to have this humongous thing. But that's the feeling. Yeah, that's the feeling. I call them my little boopies, the little babies. I mean, they're just, if you've, you have to go and look at the baby rhinos. They run like little dogs and little kittens. I mean, they're so playful. They're like little kids out there. It's the truth.
You know, my
husband
and
the mom, they're huge when they're born, and they get really big. But it's funny, and all the animals, and I'm just using this as an example, when they have the little ones, I mean, they're just as sweet. You just want to pick them up and take them home. Yeah. And that's no joke. I mean, that's me. I love animals a lot, but I have to be careful watching television sometimes. I can see things, and I don't know why people do that, and it really hurts me. So I really have to walk away, come in my office, and kind of do something else, because I'll be just sitting here sobbing, and Natalie doesn't cry, she sobs. And so I have to be careful of that. But I think that's something nice about me. And, you know, I don't look at it as,
beautiful.
Oh, God, she's so weak. No, I'm not weak. Mm-mm. That's a different part of me.
Oh, my God, Natalie, I had to learn that same thing about myself. I was like, wait a minute, it's not weakness, it's passion. It's caring.
It's
empathy.
Compassion. Empathy. It is. It's not weakness. And
no, women
there's
are
a lot of people
that
I know. You know, most people don't like to see somebody cry. I mean, it bothers them because they think they're hurt. Well, I'm not hurt. I'm hurt inside because I want to fix it. And I feel too much sometimes, so I just walk away. Or, you know, I mean, I'm in South Carolina, so as soon as the mornings get nice, if I feel, oh, I got to walk outside, I got to see the beauty of the world, I can't be walking around like this with all this inside of me. And I really think, you know, Lisette, it's my soul. That's coming from my soul. It's not just the heart. It's the soul. And that's the way I am. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. I am what
beautiful.
I am. We all are what we are. Okay, so.
We are.
Powerful woman. Powerful. Who can step into, find their greatness, step into it, and run with it. You know, kind of.
Yeah. Isn't that moment fascinating? Because I think we all do it in one way or another. Even if it's like choosing to be whatever, a better mother or whatever, there's a moment and we just move in that direction and we're that. And
exactly.
I love that because it takes a while. And that's why I hope this book is like a roadmap for younger women. You know, for us who are a little older, maybe we can just realize, God, that maybe, you know, we're pretty amazing ourselves, no matter who we are.
Right, we are. But sometimes, and you probably, I don't know, because you have somebody in your life who's just like you, and so maybe he boosts you up. But I found with myself growing up, girls were not like me.
Mm-hmm.
They were not. I was like on the outside looking in, but you know what? It didn't bother me. It really didn't bother me. I just kept moving along, and I could read really well, and that was something that they couldn't do. I mean, I had things that I could do that were better, but I didn't look at it like that. I didn't get hurt, like if they didn't come get me after school, or it didn't bother me. I didn't miss a beat.
Yes.
So there was something in me, Lisette,
the
power in there. I didn't really know what it was. I mean, I can grab it whenever I want. I mean, I could stand up. I mean, I'm not very big, but my neighbor, who's like almost 6 feet tall, she said to me, I wouldn't want to mess with you. I said, why? She said, I just wouldn't. She says, I think your words and your, there's just something about you that you almost like knocked me over. And she's a big woman. I said, oh, come on. She says, no, I'm serious. And I've never, ever gotten mad. I haven't. I get hurt, you know, and I don't think getting mad is a good trait. I think.
No.
I mean, you probably don't get mad either. We sound so
similar. No, I'm not a big anger person at all. That's not my, you know, all have a specialty. We all have a specialty.
I think so.
Right?
Isn't that nice to know? It's nice to know. It really is.
Totally.
Yeah, it really, really is. I think
I'm like you. I think I just feel things deeply.
But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes it's not easy to get out of that.
It's true.
You have to really be careful. What happens with me is, you know, I have my cat, and he's a Maine Coon, so he's a good-sized cat. So he kind of senses with me, you know, all of a sudden he'll come running after me like, oh, you know, he wants me to. And then pretty soon I'm focused on him. And that helps me an awful lot. That really, really does.
It takes you out of your head. Yeah.
It does. That's it. That's really it.
Yeah.
And talking to
is.
People that really care about you, it really helps because no matter what, they love you.
Yeah.
I have people
exactly.
around me like that that are not relatives, maybe from
mm-hmm.
another life. And then, of course, I have my son, and I'm very blessed.
That's
I have
wonderful.
Him. Well, yeah,
that's
he's.
Wonderful.
I always said to him, if I could find a man like you, man, I would have it made.
Yeah,
he said,
wow.
But anyway, I enjoy what I do. I think I found my little niche. I don't know if it's a little niche, but I mean, my mailbox is full of people. I had a man write to me. He says, how would you like to interview me? I thought, what?
Wonderful.
Usually I get them from publicists. You know, I will get them.
Yeah.
From a publicist that so-and-so, you know, I have a lot of them that I deal with all the time. And, you know, but in the beginning when I did this, I was kind of timid about it. I didn't find what I could do yet. I didn't, there we
mm-hmm.
go, I have the answer. I didn't know, because I do personal emails. Everything I
mm-hmm.
do is my own email. I don't
right.
have it automated. You know, I do it myself. So I answer
yep.
a lot of emails, you know, which I think is important in this day and age. I think it's important to know there's really a person, that this
yep.
is really a person.
That's for sure.
You know, don't you think so? I think you
I
need
do,
to realize
I
that.
Do. We need that
so
connection
tell me,
more
is there another
ever.
Book coming?
There is. It's probably
Yay!
Another book more about myself, kind of like, you know, I grew up kind of my favorite genre is magical surrealism, and
you are
such
like
a
me.
Magical. Yeah, I've had such a magical life. I wouldn't even want to put a person in a position to wonder whether it's true or not. So I'd rather just like call it magical surrealism, you know, and some fact, some fiction. And it'll be probably just about just a journey, you know, a journey into the soul and into the heart and into the mind.
And
kind of like, you know, the power that is there waiting for us on the other side.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds wonderful. Hey, you know, you started it, I take it, right?
I have the bones of it, and I'm just kind of, I keep kind of shifting things and moving things and rethinking things. This first book, you know, it really kind of wrote itself very quickly, and but it really greased the wheels. You know, it's like in my head, it was such an obstacle to just get that first book out. I've written like several like academic articles and what have you, but a book. It was, I don't know, in my heart, it was a sort of milestone that I needed to get over. And I feel like this next part of my life is really the life of a writer. And I'm really excited about it.
Well, you know, from what I have seen and heard from Jackie, that you're awesome at it. I don't ever stop. I mean, keep
Thank
telling
you.
Your stories. Keep telling your
Thank
stories.
You.
You know, for me, I keep thinking that there's probably something else. I tell everybody about my little fairy tale that I have, but I don't know if I can ever write it because it's more, I want people to believe. That's the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
The most thing that you never thought would ever happen in your life can happen. And if you've got to have, you have to have that belief behind it, and you mustn't give up.
Yes.
I mean, even when I post on Instagram, I'll tell people, believe. Do everything under grace. It's the only way. And but you have to believe.
My favorite topic,
You
Absolutely.
Do. Because you can't give it any power. Talk about power. You can't, I mean, you know, if you have this idea and say, nah. But, I mean, if it's in your mind all the time, well, this story, actually, I have always felt could be real. It's about me. I'm the one of the main characters, of course. And how we can write about ourselves sometimes, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
And everybody says, oh, you need to do this. You need to do this. But I don't think I'm ready yet. I don't know. I really don't feel that. You know, everybody, every writer, well, every, I've had mostly authors. I had an opera star. I mean, but they're mostly writers. But they've all said, when the time is right, you're going to know.
It'll write itself. That's exactly right.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to force it, right?
For sure.
So that's what I think. I think when it's time, my granddaughter took a part of it to her teacher when she was in the ninth grade, and the teacher read part, whatever we had done. I mean, she helped a little bit. She said, well, I kind of added a little something at the end. I said, well, that's fine. I'm sure it was good. Well, she had to read it in front of the class, and everybody loved it. So, you see, I know people are going to like it. I'm not worried about that. And it doesn't matter. It's just like you.
That's right.
Right? Because it's what you feel inside, and that's where it's coming from.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, you know, everybody that I've talked to, oh, my God, when are you going to write this book? Well, I don't know. When it's time. But it's so difficult for me because I'm so sensitive and I'm such an empath and I don't like what's going on in the world, and that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So
totally.
I have to be careful. I would have to almost be isolated somewhere on a farm with all the little animals.
Sometimes we need that. Just like I said, to recharge.
You do.
Yeah.
And my dad always said I should be born on a farm. He said, but the only problem with that is that you'd want to be sleeping with all of them. Because you want to make and this was when I was little, you would want to make sure they were all okay. So see, talk about impact, talk about taking care of. That's what I do.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not a bad trait to have. It's kind of cool.
Not at all.
You know, my granddaughter thinks I can do anything.
That's perfect.
But I can't. I can't swim and I can't ice skate. I can't skate, and I think it's a balance thing. But anything else, probably I could do. I mean, I've always felt that.
That's pretty great.
Yes, that's pretty good, isn't it? But anyways, very good.
I kind of have that.
You're so much like me, and you're so easy to talk to. We
could
talk and talk
and talk. You just try anything, and you can do anything. And I love doing the things that scare me most, you know.
You like that,
I do, because I don't want to be afraid of anything, you know, and I don't want to give anything the power over me. So I do tend to, even if I don't stick with it, I'm going to do it just to try it, just to show myself that there's nothing really to be afraid of. I do have that aspect.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing to have, though. See, me, I think I probably think about it a little bit. It depends. Now, if it was for somebody else, you know, like if I had to use, I wouldn't even think about it. That's what I do. And I think we need to figure out what we can do. And when we do it really, we'll do it really well. I mean, how are you going to miss? Really?
Exactly. And we all just need, and it's like you said, just make the space in our minds and our hearts for that reality. And then you know when you're doing the right thing. You know, you know.
Yeah, and don't try to explain it out. And don't try to.
Exactly.
Say, well, you'll love the way I end my show. I just have a strong belief, and I, you know, my mother could have been a politician. They wouldn't want me as a politician because I'd be telling them all off. They would not want me. I probably would have got fired in whatever job that I had because I know what's right and what's wrong, and I just feel people should do what's right. Period. You know
that's
right
it.
From wrong. We all do.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's, I really feel strong about
good.
That.
Just be good and do the right thing.
You know, and be kind to everybody
and be kind.
And help. You know, you know, everybody needs to do that. I'm following you on Instagram, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I think I sent you a note. Yeah, look for your notes. It'll be at the top. You'll have this little heart that'll be, it'll be red. It'll have a little red, it'll be kind of a little red thing that's there. And you'll read my little note I wrote it the other day. I like to do that because, I don't know, it's just, it's kind of nice. It's kind of nice. But I can tell what kind of a woman you are. I see you as being kind of slight, not a big woman. You're not a big woman, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm about 5'4". I'm about 5'4".
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 5'2".
Yeah, exactly. We're right around there.
You just sound like you're just super caring. And that's the kind of people I want to have on my show. And when you finish this other book, you are going to be back on my show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really
appreciate your support. And I loved, I feel like a kindred spirit. So thank you.
Yes. And I've heard that lots of times. That makes me feel so good because we don't know each other. And anybody that's listening, we've never met. This is the first we've talked. Never, you know, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, and if you can do that, I mean, you know, I can talk to anybody, but sometimes I don't. Like I said, I get inward. Maybe I think I just observe. I observe and I absorb. That's what I do.
That's good. That's good.
Well, I like
to
do that. Then I can figure it all out.
Yes, absolutely.
But anyways, I loved having you on. Loved having you on the show, and I
thank
of course
you.
Have to thank Candy. She did the show page and she did all the promotions.
Oh, thank you, Candy.
And the lady that's listening, she'll tell me in a little while how good she'll like you. I know. She'll say, "Oh gosh, you two really connected." Watch, that's what she's going to say to me. And I've never had anybody was said on my show that I felt. Oh, like, gosh, what are we going to talk about? I mean, I had somebody from Germany, and I had somebody else who was hard to understand, but we had the best time. We laughed, listened to his words carefully because he was hard to understand, and pretty soon it was no problem. That's what you do. You have to listen real close.
That's what it is.
So,
that's the key to everything.
Yes,
for
listen.
Sure.
Listen.
Yeah.
Well, I will send you an email this review so you can look at it firsthand.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, yes. And I might even hit you up for something for the next issue of the magazine because what I end up doing is putting the link to the radio show into the thing. I mean, it could be an excerpt. It could be something small, but I will contact you and I will send this to you tomorrow because the link for the radio show is not up until later. But I've enjoyed this so much. I feel like I'm talking almost to myself because you're so similar
to me.
Well,
like a sister. It kind of feels like I'm talking to my sister. It's nice.
Yeah. Well,
because
you see, there's a
show like, strangers could be like so close so quickly if they just listen to each other, right?
I have a few like that that I've met over these years that I've done this. I don't know how many I've done. Candy could tell me. But, you know, each week I look forward to it because I get to meet somebody new.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yes. I'm going to have somebody from Abu Dhabi. I'm going to have somebody from Barcelona. Oh, yeah. They're coming in. I mean, I don't turn anybody down. You know, I'll have people on the show. I mean, but I have to see something in what is sent to me that I feel it would be. I could talk to them, not interview, but we could converse on the right level. I had somebody who was a Buddha. I had her. That was wonderful, too. Oh,
wow.
Oh, yeah. All kinds of walks of life. Somebody who did a sweat lodge. I had an artist. I've got so many of them that I've done.
Yeah.
And the nice thing is I could write to each one of them and say, "Hey, I need something for the magazine," and they would send it.
Absolutely. I can understand that.
Of course, I'd probably go and twist their arm if they didn't do it and call them on the phone and say, now, look, I did this for you. You got to do this for me. Now, I never do that.
Right.
I do this because I love it, Lisette. I really do. It's all good. It's all good. So,
yeah, it's evident.
With that, I guess we'll end the show. It's almost that time. It is 9 o'clock right at the button here. And you're in Texas, right?
I am.
Okay.
Well, actually, no, I'm not. What am I saying?
Oh, you're not?
I'm from Texas. I'm in New Mexico at present.
Oh, okay. And I love how you feel about the border.
Yeah.
Oh, I could get on your bandwagon for that. I just, you know, we all come from people who were born in another country, somewhere.
That's right.
That's what your lineage is. There's people,
yes,
you know, all over the world. And you can't, I just love people so much that I want them all to have the opportunity. And I really think that. I really, really do. Wait a minute. I gotta get this message from this. And she's laughing. She says, well, you did connect. And she said, did, in caps. I told you. She's awesome. She's one of the ones that, you know, and you know, you need somebody around you that when things are looking kind of crummy,
mm-hmm,
how you doing? Oh, I'm not doing so good today. Okay, let's talk about it or whatever. And
that's
pretty
right.
Pretty sure you're forgetting, you're laughing, and you know, that's what's kind of nice about it. Well, you have
that's
a great
beautiful
evening.
Thank
and
you.
And I look
too
for my email, okay?
I will.
And I love you already. I just think that there's something very special about you.
Oh, I love you too, seriously. And thank you for doing what you do. What a gift to your listeners. It's beautiful.
Thank you. That makes me feel really good. It really, really does. So with that, I'm going to end my show, and you're going to love this one. I always end the show in the same way, and that is believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. And that's a little bit like what my book is about, too. You know, it's just believe. Thank you, Candy.
Yeah.
She's in the chat room. Thank you, Candy. she does a lot of good stuff, and she changes things up for me and fixes things. And, yeah, she's really, really awesome. So we're going to play a little music to the end of the show here like I always do. Before they cut me off. No, we have an hour and a half, but they always seem to say, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And I'll say to them, no, I don't want to stop talking. Anyways, have a good evening and look for my email. And we'll have you on the show once this other book is ready to go, okay?
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we're going to play Free to Love. Of course, this is Candy's song. Maybe you're going to want to start dancing. I don't know, but I usually play this at the end. And it's free to love. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter who you are, right?
Free to love.
This is really the music. This is really. And I'm sure Candy's going to say to me, dance party.
They were really meant to be without limitation, discrimination. This world could show all its colors. So get the chip off the shoulder.
Good night. See you next week.
For sure.